الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كان الناس أمة واحدة فبعث الله النبيين مبشرين ومنذرين، وقال تبارك وتعالى: لا تذرن آلهتكم ولا تذرن ودا ولا سواعا ولا يغوث ويعوك ونسرا وقد أضلوا كثيرا. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. We will explain a narrative of history, and history, in any field that we study, the object is not to know dates, not to know names, not to know what happened when, but the real object of history is to take the lesson from history. That when people went wrong, what caused them to go wrong, and then how to save ourselves, and also the destruction that followed when they went wrong. When people went right, they did the right things. Like, for example, the people who went wrong, the people of all the previous Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam, and finally Allah's destruction came upon them. Whether we know the dates of those people, the names, the places, but this is the lesson that we take, that when they disobeyed Allah, what destruction came. On the other hand, those who obeyed Allah Ta'ala, and the greatest of all, Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we study the history of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, that when he obeyed Allah, though he went through so many difficulties and hardships in Makkah Sharif, in Medina Sharif also, but finally, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ إِنَّا فَتَحْنَا لَكَ فَتْحًا مُبِينًا. What great success came. So the lesson to learn, that is very important. So Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, كَانَ النَّاسُ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا. All of mankind were on one religion, on one creed, on one way. And then afterwards, when they went astray, some of them went astray, فَبَعَثَ اللَّهُ النَّبِيِّينَ مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنذِرِينَ. Then Allah Ta'ala sent the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, who gave glad tidings to those people who obeyed Allah. What goodness will come to them in this world also, and the actual result of amal is in the akhirat, and what they will get in the akhirat. And they were warners for those people who disobeyed Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So when Adam alayhi salatu wasalam came in this world, for a period of roughly perhaps 1,000 years, the people were all properly worshipping Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. They were ummatan wahida. There were gunas which took place by certain people, etc. But those were gunas which really are such that with tawbah they are forgiven. And also that if we don't make tawbah, Allah's mercy is so great, Allah will forgive them. And if you have to be punished, they will be punished, and then they will enter Jannat. Those were the types of gunas, but they will enter Jannat finally. So people were all on that one way. And then as time went along amongst them, the time came in the period of history when Idris alayhi salatu wasalam, whose actual name is Akhnoukh alayhi salatu wasalam, he came and he was favored by Allah Ta'ala in many ways. With regard to other subject matter, as far as knowledge also is concerned, the knowledge which Allah had given to Idris alayhi salatu wasalam was very great, on which we are living till today, though we don't acknowledge it. All numerals Allah taught it to Idris alayhi salam. And we can well understand, if we do not have the numerals, which even a little child knows, 1, 2, 3, 9, 0, without that nothing can happen. This Allah Ta'ala has taught to Idris alayhi salatu wasalam. The wheel, it wasn't invented by man. Allah taught it to Idris alayhi salatu wasalam. And without the wheel, today with all technology or whatever, nothing can move without a wheel. Not so long ago, our watches had so many wheels inside on which everything depended. Our cars without the wheel, a jet that flies in the air without its wheel, it won't be able to take off, it won't be able to land. Everything practically revolves around the wheel. So all that, Allah had blessed Idris alayhi salam very, very greatly. And his name Idris was his title because he used to give lot of dars. He used to give lessons. So he came to be known, the person who gives lessons, Idris. The person who used to give a lot of lessons. And he had produced choice students. Great, great students he had produced. Five of them were very, very famous, very righteous, pious, very knowledgeable also, and perfect models he had produced. Five of his students, besides that there were plenty others also. These five, the Quran Sharif speaks about them, Wad, Suwa, Yaghuth, Ya'uq, and Nasr. These were great, great people. So he produced them, and it is also, according to some narration, that like Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he did not have a natural death, he was lifted up to the heavens. Whether he passed away or he was lifted up to Allah Ta'ala, everyone has to leave this world, he also left the world. And these people, they were great people, and they carried on with their great worship, teaching people, etc. But it is kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. Every soul will taste of mort. Whether Idris alayhi salam was lifted up heavenly to the heavens, even Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, but mort will come to them also. Iblis asked for a long life, Allah gave him the longest life, but mort will come to him also. Kullu man alayha fan wa yabqa wajhu rabbika dhul jalali wal ikram. Everyone will have to taste of death. So these people, righteous, pious people, lot of barakat in their hands, their du'as were accepted readily, mustajabud da'awat, the advice they gave, what beautiful advices they should give the people, guide the people, but they also left the world. And then now after they had left, people were very, very lost heart. They were very sad, such great people. And really when that connection is there with anyone we love, the husband loves the wife loves the husband, parents, where there is true love, and that person goes away, then we feel that sadness, and very greatly we feel. And the more it is with those people who taught us our deen, who taught us how to find Allah, who led us to Allah. And we came in contact, our islah was made. What our lives were and what our lives became. For those people, we become fida for them. We give our lives for such people. And these are those people that we come to know as the awliya. Those who are more concerned of us, and they spend all their time worrying about us, how to guide us, how to teach us, and they do that. And those who respond reasonably, Allah blesses them greatly. And when we come on the path, then also we can only make dua. Any person, whatever we got from our elders, if we think of our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, only du'as can come out, and you feel sad how they had guided us. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakaria Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, and the kitabs and their writings till now, what inspiration there is in it. And when a person has that connection, the more he reads the kitabs and sees their teachings, the more it opens up on him. Like the Ash'ar today also, all Hazrat's Ash'ar are such that great, great lessons. And as we carry on, more and more opens up to a person. Like for example, many times when you dig for water, at perhaps 20 meters you strike water. When you go a little lower, you get more water. Yeah, in the madrasa, when we dug for water also, then we found water at certain levels, and the person who divined the water, our marhum Rashid Bhai Chibo, marhum, he was very good at this, and this is also a little subject on its own. But anyway, he said, go more deeper still. And he struck the water where three rivers at the bottom are meeting. Not only one, but three rivers are meeting, and from there the water is coming. So like that, the deeper we go, the more. So that is this water and things of this dunya, about deen. Quran Sharif, as a person gets to understand, if he loves life, it is for Quran Sharif. That, Ya Allah, I haven't understood Quran and what the treasures of Quran and how they are opening up and what Allah has kept in it and what to say about hadith, which is called hikmat, which is wisdom, and what the words of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was impressed with the Torah also, the teachings of the Torah. But all that is in the Quran Sharif. So what is the kitab, the Quran Sharif? So as a person carries on, he appreciates, and from the people, our ustads who taught us our deen, if we become a little bit conscious, we will make so much dua for the ustad who taught us alif ba ta sa. If we realize that I could never read Quran Sharif without alif ba ta sa. I became a hafiz, and today people are praising me, how I know my Quran, how beautiful I read in the Taraweeh, how people enjoy. One person just phoned today and he said that one the elder alim of the town wants this boy, the son of this person, for to make Taraweeh in a certain masjid. I taught him, am I awake or am I sleeping? Ramzan just passed. What is he talking? Then finally when I realized it was for next Ramzan, booking him from now for next Ramzan, because how beautiful he reads. So people, so the Quran Sharif, so the more we go, the more we find this, and the more a person wants, and when the meaning of the Quran opens, and when a person makes amal on Quran, and the enjoyment that he gets, and the connection, the greatest connection with Allah Ta'ala is the Quran Sharif. There is no greater connection to Allah Ta'ala than the Quran Sharif. The seven heavens and the seven earths, everything, all the creation of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, everything what Allah has created besides Himself, the greatest love Allah has got is for the Quran Sharif. And whoever associates with Quran at whatever level, Allah loves that person also so much. So this Allah pardon. So anyway, so these were great people who had those qualities. They also passed away. People were very saddened and very grieved and very down when they had passed away. So Shaitan came to them and told them that those people have passed away. They said, yes, they have passed away. Everyone has to pass away. How are you going to remember them? By their actions, what they taught us. Yes, but even so, if you make pictures of them, photos of them, if an artist draws a picture of them, then this will inspire you more. It made sense to them that this is right. And from here we learn a very great lesson also, that the minute a person moves 1/100th of a millimeter away from deen, he is already sowing the seeds now for deviation in the future. That little bit there, just now make the pictures only. No worshipping of them, just to remember them and get inspired. And your ibadat takes on a better form also. You see the picture of the person, he was that great person. And nothing, no shirk, no idol worship, no nothing. Just, and you're getting inspiration also from there. But the minute there, eventually this led to idol worship. And so we learn from here that we should never, and therefore Allah Ta'ala says, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ, that remain very rigid and firm as you have been commanded. And this command for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself, he says, was one of the hardest commands that came, to remain firm. So at all times people feel, don't be so hard, don't be so strict, take it a bit easy now. How long are you making so much ibadat and so much? Take it a bit easy on the family, take it a bit easy. The minute we move a little bit, then this is now where we, and a beautiful example Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali gave, that at a junction, the railway station junctions are those stations where trains move direction. And that little, like a sort of a handle and a thing, first it was manual, now it's automatic. Just that thing, they move it, And a train that was going to the east goes to the west. Train go was going to the north goes to the south. So this little deviation, and a person goes in the complete opposite direction. And we should be very careful of shaitan, who comes in very, very sugar-coated ways. And see, things that appeal to a person, that all those people, you love them, and you were emotionally charged also. These people have left us. They were so pious. They led us to righteousness. And Idris alayhi salam, who came to know, to be known as Idris, the amount of dars he gave. And the scholars and students and ulama and mashayikh he produced, they all had great feeling for those people. So anyway, he got them to draw the pictures, and they carried on worshipping only Allah Ta'ala. Not one bit. We say, what's wrong if you do this? You know, it's not haram. Many times we say, this is not haram, this is permitted, you are allowed this, but where we start moving in that direction, we are going on the wrong track. So so they drew the pictures, then Shaitan came, he said that these pictures, they wither away, they get finished over time. The paper is paper, and it fades away, it gets withered, etc. Rather than that, make some statues of them. With brass, with gold, with silver. They were great people. Make statues of silver. Make a concrete object. And then that also they did, not to worship. And they did not worship. They were 100% on Tawheed, on oneness of Allah Ta'ala. No shirk whatsoever. And they passed away as Muwahideen. Also on Tawheed they had passed away also. And they only used it for inspiration. And what they were doing, from their inspiration, then they went to Ta'zim, respected and honor these idols. Not worship the idols at all. And this wasn't in a matter of a week or a month's time, or 5 or 10 years. Over generations this happened. Shaitan's plan of working, which also we have to understand. Today what we do, Shaitan, when he plans, his plan is not of 10 years or 100 years. His plan is very long term. One good friend of ours passed away now. They were sitting in a meeting with some Jewish people, business meeting, and a point came that was discussed in that meeting. And then the Jew who was sitting next to him told his friend, this is not in our 100-year plan, this is in our 200-year plan. So the agents of Shaitan also work in that way. We unfortunately are fast asleep. And these people are planning for 100 and 200 years. Shaitan plans for 1,000 years in advance. How he's going to destroy the people after 1,000 years, he plants the small, or not the seed also. He plows the ground now. And we don't understand for what he's plowing the ground. And finally, where he's going to lead a person. So they made these idols. They took inspiration. From inspiration, they respected and honored, they had ta'zim of those idols also. Then they went, the children who saw this also, our parents, how they used to respect these idols. And they did not make the difference between ta'zim and ibadat. And Shaitan came and told them. And in fact, it is narrated that Shaitan put a sound like for the calf which Samiri had made. And a sound had come out. Those idols, they said, Ana Rabbukum wa Rabbu Abaikum. I am your Rabb and the Rabb of your forefathers. This convinced them that these are our gods. And our parents, they saw them, how much they respected. They did not make the difference between ta'zim and ibadat. That the parents and the forefathers did not make the ibadat of those idols. They respected those idols. And they took inspiration. From inspiration, respect and honor. And from there, now the children who came, and they saw and they did not know the reality, they started now worshipping those. And this worship went to such an extent that after Idris alayhi salam, Wad, Yaghuth, Ya'uq, Nasr, all of them also, they all had passed away. And then these people of later, after how many hundreds of years, they started worshipping these people. And then Allah Ta'ala sent Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam to call these people to Tawheed. And till that time, till before Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, there was no idol worship. Till before, till Idris, and after Idris alayhi salatu wasalam, then all this has started. And when Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam came, how much effort he made. Which Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, Nuh alayhi salam, 950 years he preached to the people. His lifespan was 1,500 years. 950 generation after generation. He thought, this generation, they did not listen to me, the next generation will listen. That generation, the next generation will listen. And how much he called to Allah Ta'ala, Ya qala Rabbi inni da'utu qawmi laylan wa nahara. Day and night I was calling my people. فَلَمْ يَزِيدْهُمْ دُعَائِي إِلَّا فِرَارًا. But they only went further and further. إِنِّي دَعَوْتُهُمْ جِهَارًا. In public I invited them. ثُمَّ إِنِّي أَعْلَنْتُ لَهُمْ وَأَسْرَرْتُ لَهُمْ إِسْرَارًا. Openly I invited them. Secretly I invited them. خُسُوسِ مُلَاقَاتِ I made. And umumi مُلَاقَاتِ I made. In every way I tried with these people. And then I told them, فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. All these idols you are worshipping is totally wrong. It is haram. And make istighfar, tawbah. Allah Ta'ala will bless you. He is very forgiving. That even after you have committed this grievous sins of shirk, and now you are associating partners with Allah Ta'ala. Allah created you. Allah gives you all your ni'mat. And you worship somebody else besides Allah. And you deny Allah Ta'ala. A person makes shirk, then he goes into kufr. Shirk, he still believes in Allah, but he associates partners with Allah Ta'ala. All this, Allah will bless you. يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا. Allah will send, they were suffering, no rain, droughts they were suffering. Allah will bless you with rains in abundance. Torrents of rains will come down. وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ. And because there were droughts, their financial conditions became poor. They did not, their livestock died. Their children, their wealth, etc. they suffered. وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ. And Allah will make beautiful orchards for you. وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. And Allah will make rivers flow for you. He painted, what a beautiful picture. Jannat is Jannat. In this dunya, Allah will give you, make tawbah. You turn back to Allah Ta'ala. And from where did they come? They were the children of those who worshipped Allah 100%. كان الناس أمة واحدة. There was no word of idol worship also. There was no concept of idol worship. They were those people's children. But where they landed up, they to such an extent that they completely denied. And Nuh alayhi ma lakum la tarjuna lillahi waqar. What has happened to you? Why don't you turn back to Allah Ta'ala? Allah is so great, so merciful, so kind. He forgives so greatly. Everything is in His hands. Allah has given you everything, and then all the ni'mat of this dunya. وَجَعَلَ الْقَمَرَ فِيهِنَّ نُورًا وَجَعَلَ الشَّمْسَ سِرَاجًا وَاللَّهُ أَنْبَتَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ نَبَاتًا. What hasn't Allah given? He has given you everything. After all this, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam saw generations and generations pass. At that time, it isn't that all people's lives were so long. By way of a great miracle, Allah had given Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam this long life. In his life, generations and generations of people were passing away, but nobody will listen. And when he had given hope, given up hope, he said to Allah Ta'ala, that إِنَّهُمْ أَصَوْنِي وَاتَّبَعُوا مَنْ لَمْ يَزِيدْهُ مَالُهُ وَوَلَدُهُ إِلَّا خَسَارًا. They have, oh Allah, they disobey me. They don't want to listen. And they have done every wrong. And he should have hit Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam until he should have left him for dead, unconscious. And then when he should gain consciousness again invite them to Allah. And he should, what they should do to him, how they used to mock at him, how they used to humiliate him, but he carried on doing this work. And these people who were the children of those Muwahideen, 100%, and who had great love and respect, and they were the children of Wad and Yaghuth and Ya'uq and Nasr, and all these great, great people, they came to that stage. They told the people they should talk amongst themselves, and they should openly in front of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam tell one another, La tazarunna alihatukum, never ever give up the worship of your idols. Now those very people who were the cause of their great tawheed, how shaitan worked, and now they were worshipping them, and they went to this extent, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam's da'wat on one side. And Surah Nuh explains what da'wat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, other places also, in 12 Supara, how Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, various places Allah explained what his da'wat was, and their reply, they said, you don't listen to Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. Na'uzubillah, he's a madman. Na'uzubillah, what things they said and how they treated him. You don't, and never ever give up the worship of these idols of yours. La tazarunna alihatakum. And particularly all your idols, which were all great pious people. وَلَا تَذَرُنَّ وَدَّوْا وَلَا سُوَاعَ وَلَا يَغُوثَ وَلَا يَعُوقَ وَنَسْرَ. Don't ever give up the worship of these people. Now what determination they came, and they carried on in this way of theirs. That Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam finally he said to Allah Ta'ala, that O Allah Ta'ala, destroy. And لا تذر على الأرض من الكافرين ديارا. Leave no home of the kuffar. And O Allah, you increase them in their evil, so that they can get more punishment. What and what? How much I explained to them? How I told to them? And where all this started? With the picture making. We think of it as a small thing, and don't think of other people today with the hell phone. To take a photo is so easy, and we take photos of animate objects. Qurbani time, we are making Qurbani, we are videoing also. And we are taking photos also. Anything, we see the cat sleeping nicely, we take a photo of it. We see the baby sleeping nicely, we are guilty of the same guna. And this is such a terrible and big guna. Today for any and everything, we just take a photo. And so much so that Maulana Hanif Jalandri, Damat Barakatuhum, he said that our masjids have been turned into wedding function halls. The amount of photos. And Rozai Mubarak is not spared. Kaaba Sharif is not spared. The honor and the sanctity and the sacredness of Rozai Mubarak, Masjid-e Nabawi, with this photo. One person just explained, one person put his camera on a walking stick and right at Rozai Mubarak, and videoing everything and sending it home back to Pakistan, and showing all their sanctity is lost. Masajid have turned away all the, and where it all is starts with this picture making. And how dangerous it is. Like that, any and every other guna also. Not only picture making, all these gunas, where they lead to. And we don't understand. We say, what's wrong with this? You're taking one photo so nice, we'll send it to our family in India. Let them also see. Let them also, this function we are having here today. How many people, announcements are made. Ijtima, they video the Ijtima also. Not the authorities, not the people in charge, all in the videos. Anywhere, we just want to video. Anything, camera is out. We are ready to take a photo. And all this, we don't realize where this all leads to. So then, Allahu Akbar. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala said, when we send our punishment for those people, أغرقوا مما خطيئاتهم أغرقوا. Because of their gunas, we drowned them. When the water came from the heavens, unlimited waters, just raining, 40 days continuous rain. KwaZulu Natal, now few days little rain, how lot of havoc. 40 days, and not little, not only from the sky, from the earth also water came out. The water of the skies and the water of the earth all mixed. And Allah's Qudrat is Qadir-e Mutlak. His Qudrat is above everything. This water came, and see Allah Ta'ala says, مِمَّا خَطِيئَاتِهِمْ أُغْرِقُوا. We drowned them. And after we drowned them, فَأُدْخِلُوا نَارًا. From the punishment of water, we enter them into the punishment of fire. Mm-hmm. That is Allah's Qudrat. Water puts out fire. But Allah made it that from the punishment of the water, they entered into the punishment of the fire. They went into the qabr, and Allah made the earth a qabr for them. And they then the fire of Jahannam wrapped them up. And then they were, فَلَمْ يَجِدُوا لَهُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنْصَارًا. And you won't find any helper besides Allah Ta'ala. Allah is your only helper. So we learn from here that when we disobey Allah, small as it may be, therefore, and ulama have written that the Surah Hud, which is famously known, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his white hair appeared not because of old age, but because of Surah Hud. Most famous and most ulama of the view, the ayat that فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتْ, remain firm on as you have been commanded. But other ulama of the view, and both views are correct, that it was the azab which Allah Ta'ala had sent to all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam, which Allah mentions in the surah, all وَإِلَىٰ عَادٍ أَخَاهُمْ هُودًا وَإِلَىٰ ثَمُودَ أَخَاهُمْ صَالِحًا. All that, and what the punishments came on those people. And all this punishment, how they were destroyed, whether it was سَبْعَ لَيَالٍ وَثَمَانِيَةَ أَيَّامٍ, the winds that blew, and the people who said, مَنْ أَشَدُّ مِنَّا قُوَّةٍ, who is more stronger than us, we are the most powerful. And all these people, how Allah Ta'ala sent down rain of stone upon the people. All this azab, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Qarun, and what happened to them, Bani Israel, Fir'aun, how he was drowned. All this, the starting point of it was picture making. And today we take it as a small thing to make pictures, to take photos, and work. All these pictures, there are two aspects of it. These people who took these pictures, of this, made pictures of the pious people. That is one. Today, generally, people are involved, almost everyone, Allah save and protect us all, in porn. That is, of our lust, pictures of women, and dressed so scantily and so terribly they are dressed, that is also totally haram, and it destroys a person completely. But that is a picnic in front of the pictures of buzurgs and great people. And this, my own personal experience, when we were in Indonesia, many times it happened, when we went and meet people, either at their business place or at their homes, which is a good thing, they should request that we make two rakats of namaz. That is a good thing, sunnat also. When Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam visited the houses of the Sahaba, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they should also request Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam for barakat, make two rakats of namaz. So alhamdulillah, that was very good. But where was the namaz? Everywhere. Where they show you to make namaz, there is a musalla ready there. And above there, two, three photos of their mashayikh. So you make your namaz where the photos of these people are. This is what it leads to. Everywhere, one person who was a Shia, and he is away, but every day before he leaves home, he opens his cupboard door and he had the photo of Khomeini. And then he should worship him, and then he should go. He brings that there. And many of our good friends, ulama, Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, somebody showed him the photos of our Mashayikh. And it comes sometimes on the clips and that of Maulana Thanwi Rahmatullah, Ada Buzur. As soon as Mufti Sahib saw it, he tore it up. He did not. So they have the photos of the Mashayikh. That is much more dangerous than the spawn. Spawn is worse, it's terrible. With a very big, but much more worse than that, is pictures of the buzurgs. Porn leads you to the gunas of your lust. and your desires, and this leads you to shirk, and it takes you out of the fold of Islam. And this is, and these people, good people, our people, they keep these photos of the Buzurgs, and they regard it as a great ibadat, and they, as a great honor they have got these pictures. So this is all very, very dangerous, and it leads a person to go out of the fold of Islam also. So we should be very careful of shaitan's tricks, and in all matters try fastaqim. And what fastaqim? Allah Ta'ala said, وَلَا تَدْغَوْ, don't cross the border. And وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا, Allah said, don't even go near the borders. Stay far away. Stay in the center. You'll be safe there. When you go to the border, any moment, you'll be a little bit unmindful. You'll just catch a little snooze and you'll see you have gone over the border. If you are driving in a 120 zone and you're keeping to 120, at any time you can go over 120. And the trap could just be there. And then you get caught. So always, if it's 120, we take advantage, we go to 130. Mm. What we should do is keep it to 110. And then if you go a little bit across, you're still safe. But we don't do that. So in this also, keep it. وَلَا تَدْغَوْ وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا, and do not incline with your heart. And do not have a little inclination to all the wrong things. That little bit, when they just started making photos, not for ibadat, just for inspiration, just for remembrance of their people. Today I won the photo of my mother. When our Sheikh Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, his wife Ammi Jan passed away, first thing after the formalities of the burial were completed, he asked for her photo, her ID photo. And he cut it up himself. He says, we needed it till now, had to keep it, now we don't need it. And what we say, mother's photo I want to keep to remember Ma, to keep my father. My mother was very pious, I must keep this. You can cut up all the other photos, but Ma's photo, no, that we have to keep. A mu'min, he will be very firm on these matters. So, and realize also that today what wrong we are doing, after 100 years, the worst consequences, and we will be responsible for that. We've made those wrong. So the photography, from a historical point of view also, we can see that it is totally haram in whichever way the photo is made, the photo, and today that we have become so lax in our homes, newspapers come. Or if we don't have, we don't buy the newspaper, it's delivered to your door. The Slanesia Times, all the others, the Morning Sun, or whatever, there are many. And photos are scattered around in the home. Where there's a photo, the malaika don't enter those homes. Shayateen come into that home. And then we have our fights in our family, and we wonder why things are going wrong. And when problems come, we say it's not that when it doesn't rain, it pours. We got all those things there for that. No tilawat in the house, no Quran, no namaz in the house. We got all the wrong things, no ta'aleem in the house. So what can we expect? So if we have photos, to try and go and put it in the garage, these newspapers. Don't leave them in the home. If they are in the home, make sure no photo is displayed. And how many of us, a good people, photo on our phones, the photo of my little baby, my grandchild, at the office, there is a photo there kept also of my one person, an alim. I was sitting next to him and eating on his key ring. He had the photo, which I assume from different sources, which make me think his wife dolled up there. Now, and he's putting the key under the dasturkhan. Other men's eyes fall on that. How lot of fitna, but we don't realize. And now with Qurbani also coming, a great ibadah, shaitan destroyed it, that we're taking photos there also. And we are videoing it all. So this photo taking and shaitan's tricks, how he takes us, from what point that our mind doesn't ever think, we are not thinking of the guna, but he's taking us to a very big guna, of the worst guna of shirk. And we are putting the foundation. And Shaitan works over a long period, and then he gets his results, what he wants. That today we find the world is overtaken with this fatwa. Masjid al-Nabawi is not spared. Rosa-e-Mubarak is not spared. Kaaba Sharif is not spared. Where have we landed ourselves? All from the making of photos. So from this point also, let us understand, take this great lesson and pass the message on to others. Not just sit with it, explain it to others also. And all these principles also, where we deviate a little bit, we go off track. Today is the time, on the freeway, if you want to go on the right side, you turn to the left. And from the left you come. If you want to go to the left, you turn to the right. Today is the time where we have to be more careful. That way, which direction, which side we want to go, and are we turning to the right to go to the left? Are we turning on the left to turn to the to go to the right? Our roads are such that you must drive on the right side of the road. But the right side is the left side. If you drive on the left side, you are driving on the right side. And if you are driving on the right side, you are driving on the wrong side. So we have to be very much more vigilant how Shaitan works with us. And these are dunya's little example. Deen is much more tricky. And Shaitan works not on dunya's matters. He is not concerned about that, on the deeni matters. And every person, Shaitan works at his level. And abid, Shaitan will come through ibadat to him. And alim, Shaitan will come through ilm to that person. A muttaqi, Shaitan will come with the taqwa excuse to that person. How Shaitan comes to he's bamboozled. He can't, mind doesn't work. One king had to go for jihad, and with his sons, he had their daughter. Now what to do with the daughter, the sister, a very great buzurg, really genuine buzurg, we will entrust her to him. So he kept her, and he was genuine a buzurg. So he said that, for safety's sake, I won't keep her in the house, but like an outbuilding, a few meters away, for 100 meters, 200 meters, she will stay there, so I have no contact with her. Shaitan came to him, and every day he should have the food sent to her. Then Shaitan said, she's a young woman, that she's lonely, at least just go in, you take the food. He said, how happy won't she feel that you brought the food yourself? So he started taking the food. Just speak to her, you all right? What is wrong with that? You need anything? Finally, she bore his child. Yeah. Okay? And after that, he was now afraid. Now, what he has done. So, he killed the child. And after that, she will speak. He killed her also. And then when they returned, and what happened? He said, she passed away and we buried her. Shaitan then put in their dream that a certain place is her body, and you will find that she had delivered a child also, and the child also, they found that evidence, and now he was completely humiliated, disgraced, and then killed also, beheaded also. Okay, so how Shaitan works, a person has to be very much on his guard, a person who is concerned, and this is what is called Islah. That person will be guided. May Allah guide us to righteousness. Forgive us all our shortcomings. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallah.